it's a very striking piece of art, this, isn't it? You can't help but be attracted to it when you come onto this landing.
Well, I hope so, and I hope that's how everyone in Liverpool feels when they pass it and they see it. I hope that they, you know, it attracts them and wants them to stop and take a closer look, because it is a reflective piece. It's not all singing and dancing. You know, I want people to stop and take time and come back and revisit. It's asking people to think about the changing relationship that we have with books and the way that we, in the future, will store our memories, because lots of people kept keepsakes inside books, which is what the piece is commenting on, and also the love affair, the grand love affair that we've had with the book and the gifts that it's given us.
And still, I hope, for many, many years. I mean, people talk about Kindle and stuff like this, but to hold a book, to smell a book, to look inside a book and find something, that's magic, isn't it?
You're touching on connection now and ancestry, and I think it's important to think of the gifts that have been given. You know, your grandfather may have given you a book and he'd written in it and he's gone, but every time you read that book, you remember him, and you can almost even smell him with the memory.
Sure,
you know, it's that sort of thing, and that's what this is saying, really. I mean, there's a little book here that actually says, "To Georgia from Mummy with a Kiss, 1928, you know, and you can't help thinking, who was that woman?
Yeah.
Who was that little boy?
I can imagine him getting on that on Christmas morning or his birthday.
Yes,
wow,
yeah.
Look at this, you know.
Yeah, I know, and that would have been an important gift then as well,
sure.
You know, because everything becomes watered down, doesn't it, you know. There's a wedding license there from Paris that was found in a book as well, which
really?
You kind of think, how precious is that, you know, to find a wedding license in a book.
Yeah, but the old school, as you know, and I suppose we've done it to an extent where you think, I'll put it there for safety keep, and then you forget.
Yeah, we all forget.
We all do.
Then the books go, when we've died, they clear out of the house.
And there goes the
wedding
it's
an awful thing. And then, you know, some very, very special people go through all of these books and empty out all of these memories. And I suppose as an artist, I wanted to honour those memories, which is why I fanned quite a lot of the personal letters and lists. Like, there's a list there from a very anxious teenager that has some sadness in it. And I didn't really want the whole world to read every aspect of that. I wanted to honour that memory, but still keep it and look after it. And there's a love letter
there. Dying
to
know what's in that now you've told me that. You know, wish you hadn't. I ate half a story, mate.
Yeah, and there's old crisp packets, you know, chipsticks. And
well, they're old packets, aren't they, then?
They're very, very old packets, you know, and people can come along and see for themselves how old they are. I think they're from the 70s, I think.
What about just some religious artefacts there? Do people use them as maybe, you know, a bookmark now and again, and just maybe put the book down, never pick it up again?
Yes. Yeah, I think there's something there. If I take a closer look, it's a prayer to St. Jude. And somebody's obviously wanted to send it to somebody in a book.
To Shirley, wishing you a happy Christmas from Nancy. Christmas 1941. Wow.
Mm-hmm. I know, it's just beautiful. And then we have I wanted to put this book in because I found something in this book, Testament of Experience, Vera Brittain, which is very relevant and prevalent to now, isn't it? You know, the centenary, because Vera Brittain was Shirley Williams' mother, and she lost a lot of people in the First World War and became a pacifist. You know, that book is called Testament of Experience. That asks us, again, to bear in mind the experience and also the book and the love affair that we've had with the book, that everything we have around us is tangible and you can feel it and smell it, but are we truly respecting what the book has given us? I'm not saying that Kindles are wrong. I mean, they're great, I use them. But I think there's something different about holding a book. And there's an old coin from 1912. Now, I found that, actually. And 1912, I mean, what's that? You know, that's incredible. What, and particularly with Liverpool, you know, it's the Titanic, isn't it? You know. And so there's all of these
so
things.
So how did you select all these books? And obviously, most of the books are stuff you found stuff in.
Yes, well,
I'm guessing some of it isn't.
Yeah, well, one book in particular that I kept going back to, the Oxfam shop, which I've kept the label there, is an old Entlich's New Spelling Dictionary from 1812. And I wanted that to be in there because that was the beginning of our relationship with dictionaries. and now it's Wikipedia.
I used to get a dictionary for Christmas.
And yeah, I think everyone.
Imagine giving a child a dictionary for Christmas now. It's laughable almost.
And you can't be old-fashioned and hang on to the past, but I think you have to respect the path and the ancestry, which is what this is, I hope, this piece comments on and achieves.
But it's hanging on what looks like a gallows to me.
Yes, it is, yes. But the reason I did that is that I was touched by the idea that when I was going around the V&A and other big institutions with stuffed birds inside, you go along and you see these birds without flight and we're all stood around looking at them, that I suppose it wasn't kind of saying to everyone as a warning, because I'm hoping my ego isn't that large, but I was kind of just saying that unless we respect the book, it's in fear of becoming something we just put in a glass case and look at, oh, that's a book, you know. And I think there's room for Kindles, there's room for, you know, them evolving and books evolving. So which is why I've got to say I'm really excited that the place that they've chosen in Liverpool Library is between the old and the new, which is a fantastic comment in itself. People are walking past it and not looking, and that doesn't matter. I think what matters is that they've got an opportunity to come and hopefully comment in the visitor's book, because I'm going to try and evolve that aspect of the artwork. And also I've got a blog on my website where people can comment and say their feelings and memories that goes live, and I don't vet them. I let every comment go. You know, I think that's really important, that everyone has an opinion.
So it's just outside the Picton Library, the big round room. It's one of these exhibits, you know, where you could stand there for an hour and still see different things, couldn't you?
Well, I've had people say that they've come back 3 or 4 times to look at it. What thrills me about it is that I found an old Baedeker's map book, which they were our sat-navs of the late 19th century, so you never went anywhere without them. And in 1995, I was in Birmingham, and I saw this wonderful little old map book in it, and somebody's drawn this beautiful little picture of a Paris road. And I always felt for years before I evolved this piece that, oh, isn't it a shame no one else can see it? And there's the ivy as well. I always put new ivy, something living, and then it dies slowly through the exhibition whilst it's here, and then it regenerates and rebirths in another library. And that is what I suppose this piece is saying, that we all keep moving forward, backwards, whatever, and it all becomes really rather beautiful.
And it really is a very interesting piece. You can find it by the Picton Reading Rooms. I think it's on the first floor of the library, and it's in a big glass case. It's like a big glass case, and it's like a massive hanging picture frame on like a gallows, and all that stuff you heard Elaine talking about is inside it. And it's one of them where you can stand and say, oh, look at that, I'll read this. And it's a very interesting piece, and it's there until the 19th of September. So you've got plenty of time to go along and see it there till the 19th of September over there at the Picton Library.